Hi, Jim Paoletti here. I want to take just a few minutes and share with you some thoughts on nutrition for the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands demand more nutrition than any other organ in the body. Chronic stress can easily deplete adrenal nutritional stores, leading to symptoms of low adrenal function, including prolonged fatigue, weight gain, memory and concentration issues, decreased stamina, irritability, sensitivities to chemicals, increase in allergies, and cravings for sweets, carbohydrates, nicotine, caffeine, and salt. A good daily multivitamin and mineral formula is a great recommendation for any patient, but is usually not sufficient for replenishing the vitamins and minerals in the quantities that are needed by the adrenal glands. A good multivitamin and mineral supplies the systemic needs. However, a vitamin and mineral combination designed specifically for the adrenal glands is usually required for restoring good adrenal health. Patients usually take an adrenal vitamin and mineral supplements for several months and longer if needed on an individual basis. Once adrenal health is reestablished, a good multivitamin and mineral formula designed for systemic use can be sufficient, assuming the lifestyle issues that were affecting adrenal function have been sufficiently addressed. Another good method to provide minerals for the adrenal glands is the use of sea salt or unrefined salt. Sea salt contains at least 50 minerals in balance as they exist in nature. My usual suggestion for adrenal support is for the patient to consume at least a half, if not one teaspoonful of sea salt daily. I have patients measure it out in the morning, use it freely on their meals throughout the day, and then take any leftover that's after the last meal of the day. Just put it in water and down it. This note on the side, not all sea salt is created equal. I know of at least one major manufacturer of sea salt. In an attempt to make sea salt more acceptable by looking and acting like regular table salt, they've pulverized, bleached, and added a flow agent to their sea salt. Chlorine residue from bleaching and flow agents should both be avoided. There may be a good number of great sea salts available. One thing I can tell you for sure, they should be off-white or gray, or even perhaps pink in color. If in doubt, the two brands I know to be good are Celtic Sea Salt and Real Salt, REAL. Adequate hydration is also necessary for general health purposes, but even more important, adrenal dysfunction. The average person should consume one half of his or her weight in pounds in the number of ounces of water they should drink each day for optimal hydration. Patients that are suffering from adrenal dysfunction should add an extra 10 to 20% daily to the water intake. For example, a normal person weighing 150 pounds should consume 75 ounces of pure water daily for optimal general health. If adrenally insufficient, that same person, 150 pounds, should consume approximately 82.5 to 90 ounces of pure water daily. Protein is also very important to adrenal health. Patients with adrenal dysfunction should have at least a little protein with each meal, especially breakfast, and any snacks consumed between meals should be protein-based. If patients are more advanced in adrenal dysfunction to the point where multiple times during the day they tested low in cortisol and their fatigue is severe, use of adrenal glandular products can be considered. The exact mechanism of how adrenal glandular products work is unknown, but clinically patients are able to recover more quickly from poor adrenal function if they take a glandular at least 2 to 3 times a day. Use of a glandular product may last just a couple months, or it may require a longer time to reach sufficient adrenal function. The glandular product should not be considered a must for a patient to achieve normal adrenal function, but it can speed the process along as it more quickly restores the energy levels in patients with extreme fatigue. The hope with proper stress response adaptation and nutritional support is that adrenal function can be restored to normal and the patient doesn't have to continue with all nutritional supplements. Hopefully, lifestyle adjustments will maintain good adrenal function at that point. Time of recovery in most patients is at least 3 to 6 months, and sometimes much longer, depending upon that individual's situation. Thank you.